Hello, race fans, and welcome to the I Did A Pod. I'm your host, Casey Grove. We've got a quick bonus episode here for you. This is from the finish in Nome this morning. In case you haven't heard, Brent Sass has won his first Iditarod. I'm going to take you straight to our morning report. This is what we call our Iditarod morning module. It's got different theme music, but it's going to take you straight to the finish line where Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan and Jeff Chen were collecting audio. Here you go. The 1,000-mile Iditarod Trail sled dog race has a new champion. Dog musher Brent Sass and his team of 11 dogs pulled into Nome this morning, passing under the famed Burled Arch finish line just before 5:40 a.m. to win the 50th running of the Iditarod. The 42-year-old Sass and his Alaskan Huskies arrived to throngs of cheering race fans lining the finish chute on Front Street for the first time since before the coronavirus pandemic hit 2 years ago. Sass immediately went dog to dog, petting each one and giving them snacks. His official time was 8 days, 14 hours, 38 minutes, and 43 seconds. To earn his first Iditarod championship, Sass had to hold off the hard-charging team of 5-time champ Dallas Seavey, who was looking to become the winningest musher in Iditarod history. Sass accomplished that feat by passing Seavey around race mile 400 outside of the Ophir checkpoint and then maintaining his lead for more than half of the race. In the finish chute this morning, Sass was asked what it meant to have beat Seavey.
Yeah, I mean, that, to be honest, that just makes it sweeter. You know, he's the best right now, you know, and being able to sort of keep him at bay the whole entire race and race against the best guy in the business, that just makes this victory even sweeter.
Sass said he and the dogs also lost the trail at one point on the run to Nome because of heavy wind. With Seavey hot on his trail, Sass said he had thought about hunkering down for a more extended period to get out of the wind at one point.
I don't even know what the wind was blowing out there. I mean, I couldn't see anything. The dogs, the only reason we got out of there is because they trusted me to get them back to the trail. And then once we got back to the trail, they just took off 100 miles an hour again, and we were able to stay on the trail and get into here. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. A lot more stories now.
Asked how he had done it, Sass gave credit to his dogs.
We did it.
Happy. Super, super, super proud. It's all on them. They did an excellent job the whole race. I asked a lot out of them, and they performed perfectly.
It was Sass's seventh attempt at the Iditarod. The 3-time Yukon Quest 1,000-mile champ mushes out of a remote homestead kennel north of Fairbanks in Eureka called Wild and Free Mushing. Sass wins the highest percentage of a race purse of at least $500,000, which depends on how many other mushers finish the race. Sass's highest prior finish in the Iditarod was third last year on an altered course from Willow to the ghost town of Iditarod and back, the first time the race did not finish in Nome. He raced his first Iditarod in 2012, placing 13th, the best of any Iditarod newbie that year, winning him Rookie of the Year, but Sass faced problems in later Iditarods. In 2015, Sass was disqualified for carrying an iPod Touch, which violated a rule against devices capable of two-way communication that has since been rescinded. The next year, he tried to keep up with the Seaveys, Dallas, and his dad Mitch, but once they got to White Mountain, 77 miles from the finish, his dog team refused to leave for hours. He still finished in 20th place, but called it the most embarrassing moment of his life. Sass got emotional at the finish line this morning when he was asked about all of the hardship he and the team had dealt with and the work they'd put in.
It's awesome. It's a dream come true. You know, when I started mushing, my goal was to win the Yukon Quest and win the Iditarod, and checked them both off the list now. So, it's awesome. I mean, every one of these dogs I've raised since puppies. And we've been working towards this goal the whole time, and yeah, we're here. It's crazy.
Seavey arrived with a team of 7 dogs in Nome in second place, about an hour and 10 minutes behind Sass. He had cut into Sass's 2-hour, 37-minute lead out of White Mountain, where mushers take a mandatory 8-hour rest before the final push. Still on their layovers in White Mountain when the top two finished were mushers Jesse Holmes and Dan Caduce, set to leave just 13 minutes apart later in the morning. Holmes and Caduce were in third and fourth place, respectively, followed by Richie Deal, Pete Kaiser, Aaron Burmeister, Chad Stoddard, Ryan Reddington, and Travis Beals to round out the top 10. That means there's a total of 44 mushers still racing toward Nome. We'll have continuing coverage at alaskapublic.org. That's where you'll find more Iditarod stories and photos, our Iditarod newsletter, and our podcast, The Iditapod. This is Iditarod coverage on Alaska Public Media. I'm Casey Grove.
This is Statewide News on Alaska Public Media.
As you heard, we've got more race coverage still to come, and of course another full episode of the Iditapod coming up in your feeds. Until then, I'm your host, Casey Grove. Thanks for listening.